see Dr. Doug and Ted, JD on the Turago bed, Fove's Podcast.
Jones and his master plan, and we voted to keep a queen even though she lives in another land. Oh please, I'm on my knees, what's going on in this land? Now Johnny Winston Howard, he's against our democracy. He controls most of the media and he wants to kill the ABC. And now he's gonna give Murdoch ownership of more TV. Whee! Oh please, I'm on my knees, let's save our democracy.
Okay, Rock Against Howard. Sorry it's taken me a while to get to this, you know, very important piece of musical history. Probably because 20 years ago, when I did it, I knew about politics. I knew very basic, broad strokes about politics. But looking back on it, it's a little cringy. But also, important to remember that if the entire intent of the record had come to pass, Mark Latham would have been Prime Minister. So, you know, on some, adding it all up, there's some good music there. Probably best it didn't work. So, obviously, people would know Rock Against Bush, Punk Voter, all that sort of stuff. I guess that happened around about the year before. There was a couple of compilations that Fat Mike had put out. Because the 2004 US presidential campaign was George W. Bush's second, I think. And so he had done those, very simply looking around at what was happening in Australia at the time. We were all pretty upset. We'd been to a lot of protests, mostly pro-refugee protests, because there was the Tampa and the CVEX incidents and Peter Reith, the immigration minister, lying about the children overboard and all that sort of thing. The Howard government really ramping up this thing that John Howard was very good at. He loved the politics of fear and getting everyone to focus their anger and fear and hatred, not on the government that was actually doing a lot of bad things that were making people's lives worse, but on this sort of nebulous over there enemy, which was going to be these refugees coming to Australia to, I don't know, were they stealing our jobs? Were they taking our dole? Were they stealing our partners? I can't remember exactly, but they were also pushing their kids overboard. A lot of that stuff. So anyway, we were at a lot of these protests. Jason got arrested at one for Philip Ruddock had his commemoration of 30 years in Parliament or whatever. It's really weird because Kamal played at it, but we were outside protesting that. Jay got arrested, thrown in a divvy van. He was like pushing joints out of the little slats in the divvy van on his way to the cop shop, and then they brought him in there, and one of the police was like, "Oh, Jay, friends of all, man, I love you guys. Hey, oh, keep your nose clean, get out of here," or something like that. I think I remember because this was like 2003, 2004. We didn't have very much to do. We weren't playing heaps of gigs. So I just sort of emailed, I guess, a lot of bands that I was friends with, and got the word out, and the word started to spread that I wanted to do this. And so people that we were mates with, like 78 Saab and Peabody and Something for Kate and the Anyones and Razelle, who we just toured with, and youth groups, a lot of these Newtown kind of people, so youth group were involved, the Front End Loader, the Herd, the Drugs, God Knows, all these bands we played with, Unpaid Debt, Mind Snare, of course, Gordy's other band. The Persian Rugs are on it. Oh, the Hoodoo Gurus are on it. I didn't know that. That rules. The Foves, who we're about to enlist Andy Cox on our radio show that we just started. Eddie Perfect, because we just, Jason and I have been doing this other album, The Self-Righteous Brothers, and had done a couple of comedy gigs with Eddie Perfect. Or something like that.
But in this great country of ours, you know, it doesn't matter what colour your skin is. You can be white, or you can have white skin that gets a bit of a tan, or you can even have really pale white skin. It doesn't matter. We're all equal. We've all got something in common. In fact, we'll have someone in common. He's gentle, he's caring, he's old but he's wise. He's one of those trustworthy elderly guys. He makes our decisions and thinks for us, which is why I am one of John Howard's bitches. A man of compassion, a man of forgiveness. The truth's not important unless there's a witness. And even the best government has its glitches. That's why I'm one of John Howard's bitches. He's my daddy, he's my world.
So anyway, a lot of people, and then the word got out and other people got involved as well, people who we didn't know, which was pretty cool. I think I remember, and then I also emailed a bunch of politicians, and that's how we got Andrew Bartlett, who was a member of the Democrats. Remember the Democrats? Can't remember what they did to ruin their electoral chances, but they think that, yeah, Too Green for Summer. That was his band from the 80s or 90s, his goth band. And so Andrew Bartlett was on it. Got Fox, who did All Our Art at the time, to do do this cover kind of based on a bad idea that I had for the cover of the album. It's all, looking back on it now, it all happened very quickly, and it's all very kind of sort of dodgy, because there wasn't, like, this is before Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and I think MySpace was around. I think I do remember having this as my MySpace cover photo for a while. But it was just, we just had to do something, you know, just had to do something, because just felt very impotent in that everyone was praying. This is like, you know, the Iraq war, of course, we're in the sort of the fallout from that as well. So there's so much community action against stuff at that time, but it wasn't doing anything. It was having no results, you know? So it felt like I had to do something. And because we weren't on tour that much, I had a bit of time to do this. So yeah, put the record together, got all these songs, a few of them, like there was some kind of cool, rare songs and that sort of stuff. And like, I think the Philip Ruddock Blues, the Tism had, I think it was a B-side, maybe they played it on the panel. For example, beautiful song, that chorus, Everybody Help Yourself, I love it.
It's a white man's world, you gotta learn to live it. Can't live it, you're bugging.
Congratulations, you have won the right to anything you want. An astronaut, a TV host, an open hand, a smiling face. Another medal for your face, an open door, another opportunity to find out what it means to be so lucky. Sit back, forget about the rest. Just remember you're the best that this world has to offer.
Ooh, baby, it's a wise.
And then I had to talk to the record company, Shock, our record label, Shock, who are sadly now gone. Excellent record label. And we had this big chat, me and one of the money people from Shock, and I didn't understand anything, but basically they were saying they were not going to take any money from it. There's just manufacturing costs, whatever. Everything else would go into refugee charities. That was the other thing. It was an album which had a purpose, but also any money made from the album was going to refugee charities, which was kind of important because you didn't want to look like a bunch of lefty musicians just trying to grift. This was like before grifts were so common in every form of charity on social media. So that was really important. I was just looking up some things and I found something for Kate to have a post on the 29th of the 6th, 2004. Oh, you should put out this podcast in like 6 days, and it'll be exactly 20 years since this album came out. Rock Against Howard is a compilation of musicians who are downright sick of the Howard Liberal Coalition government. This is my words 20 years ago. And the evils they have perpetuated against our lovely country and many other countries. These bands, rock bands, hip-hop, dance, are all united in the need for a new government in Australia. The current government has been responsible for so many attacks on basic human rights, the rights of workers, the rights of Aborigines. Ooh, did I use that word? Sorry. 20 years ago, I didn't realise that word was not a preferred term. The rights of children, the rights of refugees, women's rights, the right to healthcare, the right to marry whoever we bloody want to marry, all these rights and more have been threatened or completely taken away by the Liberal government under that little ball of hate with eyebrows, Johnny Howard. But you know that already, so down to the rock. This album came about when Lindsay McDougall, guitarist from Azarom, realised that every musician knew that he felt the same way he did about Howard and wanted to do something about it. I guess I had to write a press release. Shock got me to write a press release. Countless interviews, stage banter and song lyrics, scream for a new government, blah, blah, blah. All artists donated their work. Any profits go to pro-refugee and Andy Howard charities. 24 tracks in all. To Andrew Bartlett. Including an exclusive track recorded by Senator Andrew Bartlett and his 80s supergroup Too Green for Summer. Unseating Howard is so important that even politicians are cranking up the amps against him. I mean, it's Andrew Bartlett. And we've even recruited the services of Little Johnny, once known as Pauline Pantsdown, for an exclusive Howard Hot Air hack job. Ooh, what's this? I thought we actually had a Pauline Pantsdown track on it. Where's that? George's Bush? No. Where's Little Johnny? Ah, I'm sorry. Oh, so when Howard had done some kind of sorry speech, Pauline Pantsdown must have remixed it or whatever. That's a great thing, I would imagine. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm sure it's wonderful. But that's Simon Hunt, who is Pauline Pantsdown, is such an important person when it comes to keeping, fighting the good fight. Also with Pauline Hanson, the original idiot, getting sued by Steve Irwin's kid at the moment because she is using his likeness and to spread bullshit. Simon Hunt has noticed that the reason that his second single, I'm a Backdoor Man, the second Pauline Pantsdown single, was pulled from shelves and still can't be played on any radio stations today, it's got a court order against it, is for the same stuff that Pauline Hanson herself is being accused of in this current, whatever Steve Irwin's kid's name, court case. So that has not gone unnoticed, that the same stuff that she stopped Simon Hunt from doing, she has now done, at least is alleged to have done. So that's kind of funny. Anyway, that's on the record too. That's cool.
Get on with it.
Absolutely, everybody.
Give it in verse. Get on with it, man.
First verse. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Enormous. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Big, big, big.
I'm sorry,
my head is full of bacon.
I'm sorry,
the bacon
comes from pigs. Pig, pig,
pig, pig. I'm the big thing.
No. I'm sorry,
so sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm the genius of love.
Am I?
I'm the genius of love.
That's something we all need.
Second verse.
I'm sorry, I just lost my hair piece. I'm sorry,
you've got to
see my stunning face.
I'm sorry, I don't know much
history.
Yes, I'm totally history with a capital H.
I'm sorry,
so sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm the genius of love.
Am I?
I'm the genius of love.
Something we all need.
Anyway, and I got a bunch of other politicians to lend their voices to like write little blurbs and stuff on the record. And I remember it was Peter Garrett, who was in politics at the time, and he just sent me something that said, sounds good, let me know how it goes, or something like that. It was really, really brief and very non-partisan or whatever, because I feel like he had to. Because, you know, he was in the Labor Party and he had to be kind of, he had to play the game, I suppose. But also, it was funny me expecting anything, you know, like out of someone who has got a lot of other stuff going on in his life at the time. Anyway, that's it. That was the thing. Oh, yeah, and at the end, I think I wrote on the thing, whatever you do, don't vote for John Howard or don't vote Liberal. That's it, yeah. Whatever you do, don't bloody vote Liberal because or vote Coalition or whatever because, yeah, we're not saying vote Labor. We're not saying vote Green. We're not saying vote Democrat or Socialist. Just don't bloody vote Liberal. So we weren't trying to tell you who to vote for because people take umbrage at that. We're just telling you who not to vote for. Here
we go. Hey, Kate. I hear you're a little upset lately.
Yeah, B, there's been a guy annoying me. I'll tell you about it. So 9-11's been and gone, but it was 11-9 where I'm from. Did the USA even stop and think? Nah. Rather get on the brink of a new world war, cause peace is worth fighting for. Some fucked up logic I can't ignore. A war on terror perfectly planned so they can bomb anyone that they don't understand. With their Bill of Rights and the amendments to ensure that all their defenders are innocent to otherwise prove. But is that the logic that they've been using? Destroyed Afghanistan without any proof. 3 million plus refugees without a roof. 6,000 dead civilians and counting. Oh yeah, the tension's mounting. Yet remember Bin Laden never admitted doing any of those crimes committed. Yet they persecute a whole religion, bomb a whole region. Guess who's backing him up? John Howard is a filthy klutz. I know he got elected, but he's no leader of mine. He's a national shame, sending our country down the drain. John Howard is a filthy klutz. I know he got elected, but he's no leader of mine. He's a national shame, sending our country down the drain. Now every Australian gets a bad rap. I'd blame John Howard,
you spineless sap.
Complicit to this, complicit to that, while they kill whoever they want at the drop of a hat. Johnny, I hope you know.
Anyway, it didn't work. It sold lots. I mean, it sold quite well. Like, I mean, we sold all of them. We sold out of them. And we made lots of money for refugee charities. And that's nice. But, yeah, obviously, I remember when the election happened, we were having a party at Jason's house, Jason, our singer's house. Was it like an election party, like some sort of wake or something? Or maybe it was actually a birthday party. I can't remember. When was the election? When was the 2004 election? But it was unsuccessful. I remember sitting in Jason's bedroom, quite drunk and probably on various whatevers, and listening to this little radio. Everyone else is partying. I'm like, no, I've got to listen. He's like, mate, just don't bother listening. Because obviously it didn't work. But what was nice was Bo from Front End Loader. Front End Loader, one of the bands, very political band, who put a song on the record. He gave me a little trophy and a little... it was called the Getting Off Your Ass and Fucking Doing Something Award or something. It was very nice. So I did, you know, I got that. That was nice.
Not come from this, you're mine again.
back of your mind. Then someday a voice you'll find, and I will hear you say, what's holding
But yeah, in all in all, it was kind of an interesting kind of thing to do, because it sort of showed, I think, that there was a lot of political fervour in Australian music, because maybe at the time people forgot that music's quite political, like as in the listening public would have forgotten. So it kind of showed that it wasn't forgotten. And it was kind of nice to feel like we all had a bit of a voice that was, you know, it was all over. Like Andrew Bolt got angry at it, called us the flesh melting left, which is beautiful. And I think that it should be on my Twitter bio. The left is festering in flesh melting reason rotting hate. That's what we are. Thank you, Andrew Bolt. And we went on tour, us and the Herd. That was very fun. We went on tour. We had never played with hip hop bands before, so I really enjoyed that in terms of prizing open our genre blinkers and playing with different sorts of musicians. The shows didn't actually sell as well as like a normal Frenzel Rom or a normal Herd show would, because at that time, I think a lot of listeners were like, "Well, I'm going to Herd and Frenzel Rom. I mean, I go and watch the Herd, but I don't want to go and watch Frenzel Rom." So that was kind of funny. R.I.P. Elephant Tracks, by the way, excellent record label. And Jason and I, through meeting the Herd through this, ended up on a Herd song. We sang on the chorus of maybe Unpredictable. Anyway, one of the Herd songs.
Small John has been making a courageous attempt to redefine the concept of the honest man.
I met an honest man the other day. He said he never let the truth get in the way. Now he told tall stories, ironically short and molding, but he loved to put the boot in and all in. Now he told me that the group were all bludgers, but at the age of 35 he still lived with his mother. Hated freeloaders, said we're mutually obliged, but when it's his shout he goes to the dummy and hides. Unless he thinks that you have something he wanted, then he would get so smarmy you could vomit. Man was physically feeble, twisted and evil, naming Thatcher and Nixon as his favourite people. He took the moral high ground to stand up guy. The secretary on the slide, wank over Bradman picks each night, and soily stars and stripes boxes and his cricket whites.
Anyway, it was kind of nice to feel like the community was actually doing something, and show that we were kind of more than just silly punk pop idiots. Not much more, but more. There's some good songs on it, I guess. I would listen to lots of those songs now if I had time. Maybe you should put some on now. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to know? can you send me this back and I'll use this in my biography, which you mentioned in the last message to us. When I get to write a biography, this bit will be in it. Is there anything else interesting about that whole time? Oh, that's right. The band that Andrew Bartlett put together had some other politicians in it. It wasn't Natasha Stott Despoja. Some other politicians ended up in that band as well. I can't remember who. Oh, Lindy Morrison. I think Lindy Morrison was in that band, and she was with the Democrats at that time, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, Lindy, if you're listening and I'm wrong. But yeah, so we would have played with Lindy Morrison from the fucking Go-Betweens on that. Yeah, because Too Green for Summer opened a couple of those shows. So yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. I'm sure that's enough. Oh, and that's right. And then one last thing. So I didn't know all the bands on here, because some people just sent us stuff. And so it was really nice. Like, I was in Darwin once playing some shows with, I think it was with Briggs, or maybe just with Katie Baker. And this producer, because they're sort of the sort of electronic music scene out there, this producer, one of James from Sieta or Katie from Sieta's friends, was like, "Hey, just want to say thank you." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm the guy that gave you that song, John Howard is a filthy slut," Rocky Against Howard, get a bait. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for giving Andrew Bolt a whole paragraph to write about. Yeah, so it's nice. And I do see people around the place that still remember this album. And even though I said it all sold out, I've probably got like one or two record CDs around here. And I've definitely got like shirts or hoodies still around in my house somewhere as well. Maybe they should come out sometime this week. Anyway, that's far too much rambling. Have a wonderful afternoon. And it's good to see that, you know, 20 years after this, Howard is still getting dragged out of the underground like some kind of fossilized piece of dog shit to talk about whatever the most recent plots and schemes or back of coaster doodlings of various politicians are. And he gets put in front of a microphone again. There you go. God bless.
I get what I want.
Going on in your mind. I ain't doing it out of spite. I better run away or you